Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have The Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get The Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
NBC was promised nighttime primetime games.
Right.
Fox sucked them all up. Fox took them all. NBC is like, what the hell, man? So we don't have any games in November. Now, the Big Ten's had this unwritten rule, we don't play night games in November.
Which I don't understand. Why?
Because basically the weather. At that point...
It's an outdoor sport. It's football.
Right. But now, starting it at least with half the game in the sunshine, now if you kick it off and it's 20 degrees at night... It's only going to get colder, and fans, you don't want fans sitting there in the cold. I understand. It's been the unwritten rule until NBC came in and said, look, if you're going to give these a-holes all the best games, you got to give us something in November. We need to fill out the rest of this thing. So we don't want to hear about this unwritten rule.
It's not that cold in November.
Well, of the major teams in the Big Ten, pretty much nobody wanted to do it, but three of them compromised. Right. Michigan said, screw that, we're not doing it.
They said they never will.
They're not playing a night game in November. Take that off the board. Take us out. Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan State all said, we're going to compromise this year. Going to work on this, but this year we'll give you something. So it came out a few weeks ago, Michigan State's going to take on Ohio State. My apologies to anybody who watches that game, because if it's anything like the last 2 years, why?
It'll fill 4 hours of TV.
It really won't. It really won't. And the good news is you can probably go home early.
Oh, that's true.
So you're not going to be sitting in the stands freezing to death. You can probably go home by halftime. Because if anything, I think Ohio State's outscored them 140.
A lot to a little.
I think like 140 to 24.
It's not been pretty.
It is not.
Well, yeah, because they only scored three that year that they went there and got railed.
No, they scored. No.
Or was it 10?
It's Ken, because Keon Coleman.
That's right.
Scored a touchdown. Mr. I'm taking my talents to Florida State.
8 or 9 months.
In 8 or 9 months while he's in a hotel room.
I love it.
Red roof in, shirtless, in Michigan State shorts.
You know what? And if you're 24/7 sports, the one that like did it in conjunction with them, aren't you like, hey, you're just throw a shirt on.
Yeah, go. Seriously, go down to Stephen Berry's or whatever and go buy a Seminole shirt.
And get your buddies out of the room.
Yeah, like, what are we doing here? But this is the day and age we're in. But, so that game's going to be on. And then we found out yesterday, it hasn't been made official yet, but it's all over the place, that it's going to be a Black Friday game. Penn State, Michigan State. This one's going to be at Spartan Stadium. I'm assuming it's going to be a part of that nighttime package. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a night kickoff at Spartan Stadium. And my thing is this. I got a feeling, now that you've entered this contract with NBC, Michigan State kicks off the year Labor Day on Friday. It's kind of become their tradition. I like that. It's warm.
I like it a lot.
It gives people that chance to, if it's a blowout, you can leave at halftime, go head up north, you're halfway there type of thing. I think this is going to be another tradition where Black Friday is going to be Michigan State, Penn State. And they're gonna put it under the auspice of, well, this way you don't have to share the day with Michigan and Ohio State. And it now, in the event that, you know, it's a 2 or 3-way tie, that game won't decide the champion, and then your game's deemed irrelevant. Trust me, you're never gonna get Michigan, Ohio State. I think NBC is like, okay, that's the next best thing. We're gonna take Michigan State, Penn State. Something to watch out for. I got a feeling this thing's going to be permanent.
Actually, it's kind of cool in my opinion.
It's gonna be the new thing, and yeah, I mean, it's upset people because
people get upset, Rico.
You know what? Here's the thing. You want to know why it upsets people? Right now, anything Michigan State upsets people, and it boils down to this: Elijah Collins went to the left instead of going right. They didn't kick a field goal against Indiana. They didn't go to a bowl game. 5-7. So when you're 5-7 and you don't go to a bowl game, everything is bad, Evan. Everything is bad. Everything gets magnified. So when Peyton Thorne leaves, oh my God, even though every Spartan fan wanted Peyton Thorne to leave, Keon Coleman is leaving, the program's over. Oh, and Charles Brantley's leaving too. Well, Brantley came back. Oh, well, you know, stuff, anger, loud noises. And it's like, okay, guys, we're not landing this guy. We're not landing this guy. People are decommitting. It's like, here's how I see it. And I wasn't meaning to get off of this, but I'll touch upon this for a second. Whether it's Michigan State or any other school.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.